Coaches Insight programs continue here tonight on Care 93.7. I'm Brandon Tama. We're joined by the Morehill Mounts Academy girls basketball coach. That is Luke Knoll, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Ravens, a big win on a Tuesday night at home against Valley Falls, 56-22. Coach, we talked right before we came on the air here just how nice it is to get back up and running. We had the postponements and the weather last week, but just finally back on the floor playing a game, and your team came back strong after a little bit of a layoff and a big win on Tuesday night against Valley Falls. Talk about that ball game a little bit and what you saw from your team.
Yeah, we had a super impressive start. You know, like you said, you never know when you have a whole week off of games, which never happens hardly in January, but you didn't play at all last week, and you always wonder how you're going to start out the game. Are you going to be lethargic, or your shot's not going to fall, or that sort of thing? And we started about as good a start you can have. I think we hit 11 points there in the first about minute and a half, 90 seconds or so. We had 20 at the end of the first. I mean, we were just clicking. Our press looked as good as it ever has. The girls were flying around, and it was super fun to watch and see kind of their energy level. And you can tell they're pretty hungry to be playing again. So you love seeing that this time of year when you're kind of start to get in the grind of the season, that the girls are wanting to play and they're getting after it on defense. And we played really well. We had four double-figure scores last night and put up some points, got everybody some playing time. So it was a good night for us for sure after that long layoff from last week.
Yeah, now it's kind of picks up pretty quick, and hopefully the weather holds off and we can kind of get back into a routine here. And, you know, the routine will pick up on Friday night in a monstrous game in league play. You guys go to Troy, who is right now undefeated, a ranked team in 1A Division I. They got one of the leading scorers in the state in Harper Wettstein, who has just been a dynamite player here so far this season. I've seen her a couple times, and last time I saw her, she dropped 33 points. Just casual night at the office. And, you know, how do you defend a player of that caliber? What's kind of the itinerary putting a game plan together for what is a big league game coming up on Friday at Troy?
Yeah, we'll have a big challenge on Friday. I mean, we know, obviously, she's an incredible player, but not only her, I mean, she's got good teammates to go with her. So when you have that, that's why that team is so good. Obviously well coached too, but yeah, we've been seeing her and that team for now a couple of years between summer leagues, and then we've had them on our non-conference schedule. Now that they're in the league, we'll see them now too, so we're pretty familiar with them. But that's a tough team to slow down, and you know, especially when you have a talented point guard like that, they can kind of control the show a little bit. So I think our girls are excited about it, which is what you want to have first of all. You want to be willing to accept the challenge a little bit. And, you know, they're the preseason number one in our league, so that's the team you want to go see how you stack up against. So as long as we're amped up and ready to go, I think our energy and effort will be good. And hopefully we get some shots to fall. We can guard a little bit and good things will happen. But that'll be a good challenge for us for sure going into that tournament the next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about the tournament here right now, I guess. Again, the game against Troy on Friday night, that'll be our feature broadcast on CARE 93.7. But once you play that game on Friday, it's a real quick turnaround for the McLouth Invitational Tournaments. Of course, area teams taking part in that. But Monday night, 6:45, you guys will take on Maranatha Academy. You know, probably not much in terms of the prep there because you're getting ready for Troy on Friday. But just kind of the initial thoughts on the midseason tournament next week over in McLouth.
Yeah, kind of the odd thing about our midseason tournament now is, you know, out of the eight teams, it's now five league schools. So there's a good, I mean, our opening round is not a league school, but there's a pretty good chance that maybe the rest of the way out's a league school or at least another game for sure. So having five league schools in our midseason tournament gets you some familiarity with the teams that you either already have played or will play pretty soon. So we know Maranatha, we don't have very many common opponents at the moment, actually, and we'll start to look at them here pretty soon. But similar records out of the gate, but like I said, without any common opponents. Kind of hard to tell at the moment, but we got 2 days to kind of prepare for Troy. But with that Monday of no school, that's kind of always a weird day when you don't have regular classes and what time we're going to bring kids in and what we're going to watch and do before we leave for that first round of the McLouth tournament. So yeah, we'll be ready for that. Again, we're ready to start playing some games now. We've already hit over the halfway point of our practices a long time ago, and we're still barely a quarter of the way through our season in games. So we're ready to start getting some games under our belt and having three next week in that tournament. That'll be fun.
Morehill Mounts Academy girls basketball coach, that is Luke Knoll, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Monstrous league contest on Friday night at Troy. That'll be our feature broadcast on CARE 93.7. Then they turn right around on Monday night against Maranatha in the first round of the McLouth Invitational Tournament. Coach, as always, we appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much.